This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. COVID-19 has killed approximately 590,000 people around the world, more than 138,000 people in the United States, with more than 13.7 million confirmed infections globally, more than 3.5 million of them in the U.S. Britain, the United States, and Canada have all accused Russia of trying to steal information from researchers seeking a COVID-19 vaccine. The three nations allege that hacking group APT29, also known as Cozy Bear, and said to be part of the Russian intelligence service, is attacking academic and pharmaceutical research institutions involved in coronavirus vaccine development. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center made the announcement, which was coordinated with authorities in the U.S. and Canada. The persistent and ongoing attacks are seen by intelligence officials as an effort to steal intellectual property rather than to disrupt research. The Kremlin has rejected those allegations. The leading U.S. expert on infectious diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is imploring younger people to continue social distancing and other measures to curtail the spread of the novel coronavirus, which has surged in some parts of the country. He is cautioning that even asymptomatic people can spread the virus to others, increasing the likelihood that it could infect a more vulnerable person. Fauci is urging people to wear face coverings, avoid crowds, maintain social distance, and remember that being outdoors is always better than being indoors. Fauci said some states have moved forward with reopening, even though they did not meet guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And again, the number of people who have died globally from COVID-19 is approximately 590,000 in the U.S., 138,000. This is